I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Joseph Sternberg. He is a political economics column, a distinguished columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He's a member of the editorial board. He is also a Londoner. He lives there. He observes the parks, and I'm keen on the parks. You will recall in the first wave of the pandemic in the spring of 2020, the parks were extremely limited to Londoners, to what kind of conversation you could have, to how many of you could gather together. I think there were anecdotes of people being either ticketed or warned because they were playing games in the park or sitting together in the park. Now the park is open again. The foliage is gorgeous, I'm guessing, but I've seen pictures. I haven't been there for decades. And the question is the park a guide for how London feels right now? Joe, you see the parks, you see the street traffic, you see the pedestrians. We talked about the crowds gathering around first certain non-essential stores. Are the crowds building, the strollers building in the parks?
I think the watch for it now is more every day. You see more signs of normal life returning every day. As we have discussed, on Monday this week, there was the reopening of outdoor drinking at the pub. So you have people now have that opportunity for outdoor socializing. And that also is just triggering this greater resurgence in outdoor activity in general. And, you know, that brings things, not just individuals using the parks, but you have a lot of schools, are doing their gym classes in the parks now. You have all of the youth sports have finally been able to revive, which is an enormous relief for parents and children alike, because that is so important, for kids in terms of their physical and mental health and their ability to socialize with their friends. You see adult sports leagues are restarting again, which is, immensely important to people. So I think that things are clearly coming back to life a little bit more every day and every week.
Because this is because of the vaccine, it's a direct consequence of the vaccine giving people confidence. Is it your measure that the United Kingdom economy is going to recover apace with the U.S.? We talked about Europe, but we didn't include the United Kingdom because, Brexit and because it's separated. Is the expectation that people will be going back to the office soon enough? I know here the anecdote is that the offices will reopen in Manhattan probably by Labor Day. Is there a similar expectation of offices of the city reopening in London?
I think people seem to expect that a return to offices will happen later in the spring or earlier in the summer. And then, it'll kind of take many months for a lot of companies to come back. But, what's going to be interesting in terms of the economy overall is that the UK has a lot of things going for it right now. I think that, most importantly, it has the vaccination program and the prospect of reopening when so many parts of Europe are actually locking down again right now. So that just having an economy is the most important thing. I think that there are probably elements of their economic response to the pandemic that helped them, such as the furlough scheme that subsidized a lot of wages, but also allowed people to stay connected to their former companies, so it will be easier for them to return to work. That is a positive, but we don't know yet. And I think that one danger is that they are slow rolling the reopening. They are probably going significantly more slowly than they need to, given how successful the vaccination is. And I think that kind of artificial holding things back is a risk to the recovery that you have to balance against some of the good things they have going for them.
What about travel, Joe? That's integral to the lives of Britons. I know this. Automatically, you don't think of vacation on the seashore. You think of vacation in Sardinia or vacation in Sicily. Is travel returning? Are they talking about booking for May and June and July in the Mediterranean?
This is a major problem and a major point of contention here right now, because officially the guidance is no earlier than May 17th. They're also making noises, though, that it might be later than that. You need to understand that right now it is actually illegal for people to leave the country unless they have a very good reason. In fact, you have to fill out a form, and there are reports of police spot checking people at the airport and even issuing fines and turning people back to go home. instead of letting them board their flights if they don't have an excuse. And I mean, this is a real problem culturally because Britons do love their summer holidays abroad. It's a problem economically because a lot of parts of the economy are dependent on the tourism industry. And so I think there's going to be a great impatience to reopen that. And the public health authorities will worry about these new variants, but Britons will say, well, we have our vaccines and we want to have our freedom back. And part of having our freedom back involves going on holiday abroad. So this is also going to be a big tension that will have a lot of political consequences and also economic consequences.
Are we invited to London, Joe? This last year of talking to you in London every week, I find myself restless for those parks that I'm always remembering from my youth. Have the conditions changed about arriving in the UK from the US where you are quarantined less or quarantined not at all? Or is there a vaccine passport talked about arriving from New York?
Well, I mean, right now, if you want to come into the UK, you have to have had a test no more than 3 days before you board your flight here. You have to pre-book at your own expense tests on the second and eighth day after you land. And then from the U.S., you have to quarantine wherever you're staying. You don't have to do one of the quarantine hotels, but you do have to stay in your home. So it isn't really open. And one of the things that they're talking about is a traffic light signal system where maybe the U.S. would be on the green list where you might have to do some of the testing but not the quarantine. And that could open things up. And again, a consequence of the fact that the U.S. also has a successful vaccination program, it might be that if individuals don't have vaccine passports, countries do. You can open up some travel that way as a start.
Certainly, tourism is a big part of the recovery of the United Kingdom economy. It must be. We have less than a minute. Does Boris Johnson talk about getting the tourists back in this summer?
Well, I think that there's a lot of reluctance there because he is still very afraid, and I think not reasonably so, not reasonably. I think that he's still concerned about some of these variants that could come in from overseas.
Right.
But, the pressure will mount. So, something's going to have to happen on that front soon.
London parks, yes. It sounds like a joy, although they don't play baseball there. And so I'll stay with American parks for the moment. But Joseph Sternberg is in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He's a member of the editorial board. He writes political economics. Right now, the UK is doing very well. Thank you very much. Europe, it's a mixed picture. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.